Unit 14. Testing times. Focus on listening. You will hear a teacher giving some advice about exams. For questions 1 to 9, fill in the missing information. You will hear the recording twice.
How can we survive exams? It's a horrible period for all of us, but is there anything we can do to help ourselves to survive?
Well, I think the most important thing about examinations is that you prepare for them.
You're talking about revision.
No, I don't mean in terms of study prepare. Of course you do that. It goes without saying. Or I would hope it goes without saying. No, I mean the actual day of the exams. You've got to prepare for that. There are all those little things that people tend to forget because they're under stress. Make sure you have a good night's sleep beforehand. I've seen on a number of occasions people who are so stressed out by exams that they're up most of the previous night cramming and studying heavily. But the result is that by the time they get to the exams, they are mentally exhausted and they don't, well, they can't do themselves justice.
That might be easier said than done, of course. I mean, I know from my own experience that even if you make a point of turning in early before an important exam, you can still find yourself tossing and turning in the small hours, going over some topic or other in your head.
Yeah, sure, but you have to learn to switch off. It's no good closing your books one minute and expecting to drop off to sleep the next. You have to unwind. I'm a great believer in the notion that anything that calms you down is good.
Such as?
Well, you know, yoga, relaxation techniques, listening to music, anything like that. Even watching something mindless on TV for a bit. It's crucial, you see, that you are on top form when the big day comes. It's a performance art, really. You get a finite period of time, 2 or 3 hours, in which you have to perform. You don't get another go at it, so you've got to get it right first time.
And have you any tips for the day of the exam?
Well, make sure you have a decent breakfast, even if you don't feel like it, so as to keep up your energy levels. Don't, whatever you do, try to cram anything new into your head at the last minute. You'll only confuse yourself. And give yourself plenty of time to get to the exam room. It sounds obvious, but nothing is more guaranteed to throw you into a panic than thinking you're going to be late. Oh, and one more thing. Try not to talk to fellow students before the exam. They're almost bound to make you think you've forgotten some vital part of revision.
Good advice. And what about the exam itself?
Well, there, probably the most important thing, I think, is time management. That way, you avoid the trap students fall into time and time again. If they have two questions, they put all their energy into the first question, and then they've only got a minimal amount of time left for the second.
In other words, they end up shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes, inevitably they make a hash of it. Basically, there are two sorts of exam takers, the planners and the rushers. The planners take time to read through the whole paper first and plan their answers, and they perform better. Rushers are so anxious to get started that they can make serious mistakes, like not answering the question or not leaving enough time for an important question. They let themselves down. And that, for me, is heartbreaking because they're giving a poor performance.
So tell us how we should go about answering an exam paper.
When you start the exam, look through the paper very, very carefully. See how many questions you have to answer and divide up your time accordingly. In other words, set yourself a schedule at the outset and stick to it. And that can mean that even if you haven't finished a question or you want to reread your answer, you have to leave it at that and move on to the next question. I think dividing up your time is absolutely crucial. And apart from that, try to remain relaxed. Ignore what's going on around you, and don't panic.
You will now hear the recording again.
How can we survive exams? It's a horrible period for all of us, but is there anything we can do to help ourselves to survive?
Well, I think the most important thing about examinations is that you prepare for them.
You're talking about revision.
No, I don't mean in terms of study prepare. Of course you do that. It goes without saying. Or I would hope it goes without saying. No, I mean the actual day of the exams. You've got to prepare for that. There are all those little things that people tend to forget because they're under stress. Make sure you have a good night's sleep beforehand. I've seen on a number of occasions people who are so stressed out by exams that they're up most of the previous night cramming and studying heavily. But the result is that by the time they get to the exams, they are mentally exhausted and they don't, well, they can't do themselves justice.
That might be easier said than done, of course. I mean, I know from my own experience that even if you make a point of turning in early before an important exam, you can still find yourself tossing and turning in the small hours, going over some topic or other in your head.
Yeah, sure, but you have to learn to switch off. It's no good closing your books one minute and expecting to drop off to sleep the next. You have to unwind. I'm a great believer in the notion that anything that calms you down is good.
Such as?
Well, you know, yoga, relaxation techniques, listening to music, anything like that. Even watching something mindless on TV for a bit. It's crucial, you see, that you are on top form when the big day comes. It's a performance art, really. You get a finite period of time, 2 or 3 hours, in which you have to perform. You don't get another go at it, so you've got to get it right first time.
And have you any tips for the day of the exam?
Well, make sure you have a decent breakfast, even if you don't feel like it, so as to keep up your energy levels. Don't, whatever you do, try to cram anything new into your head at the last minute. You'll only confuse yourself. And give yourself plenty of time to get to the exam room. It sounds obvious, but nothing is more guaranteed to throw you into a panic than thinking you're going to be late. Oh, and one more thing. Try not to talk to fellow students before the exam. They're almost bound to make you think you've forgotten some vital part of revision.
Good advice. And what about the exam itself?
Well, there, probably the most important thing, I think, is time management. That way, you avoid the trap students fall into time and time again. If they have 2 questions, they put all their energy into the first question, and then they've only got a minimal amount of time left for the second.
In other words, they end up shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes, inevitably they make a hash of it. Basically, there are 2 sorts of exam takers, the planners and the rushers. The planners take time to read through the whole paper first and plan their answers, and they perform better. Rushers are so anxious to get started that they can make serious mistakes, like not answering the question or not leaving enough time for an important question. They let themselves down. And that, for me, is heartbreaking because they're giving a poor performance.
So tell us how we should go about answering an exam paper.
When you start the exam, look through the paper very, very carefully. See how many questions you have to answer and divide up your time accordingly. In other words, set yourself a schedule at the outset and stick to it. And that can mean that even if you haven't finished a question or you want to reread your answer, you have to leave it at that and move on to the next question. I think dividing up your time is absolutely crucial. And apart from that, try to remain relaxed, ignore what's going on around you, and don't panic.
This is the end of Side 2. Copyright Sue O'Connell and Addison Wesley Longman, 1999.